This is KTOL Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 9 minutes till the top of the hour. And with us in the studio now is the voice-er of the PSA that you just heard, Aaron Elmore, co-artistic director and co-founder of Theater in the Rough. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. So as you just mentioned, the play opened The Importance of Being Earnest this Black Friday.
Yes, this Friday and day after Thanksgiving. Yeah, and we'll do it this Saturday as well. And then we'll run 2 weeks after that from Wednesday to Sunday. But we also have a preview tonight and a preview on Wednesday. So lots of opportunities.
Tonight you're busy.
Yes, that's right.
And what time is the preview tonight?
7:30.
And when's the next one?
It'll be 7:30 on Wednesday.
Okay.
So if you've got a bunch of family in town and they're all at loose ends and you got all the marshmallows peeled and the sweet potatoes soaked, then come on out and see a play on Wednesday night.
Got it. Theater in the Rough started in 91.
That's what I hear, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Amazing.
Have you done The Importance of Being Earnest before?
No, we have not. I personally did it many, many years ago, and I've always loved the play. And it's been sort of been in the back pocket for a long, long time. Like most of these projects we finally crank up to do, we often have a run-up to them for years to come. We think, oh, gosh, I'd really like to do Earnest. That'd be a lot of fun. And it's, you know, you just wait for the timing and where for all the ducks to line up, and here we are.
All right. Who will you be on stage with?
Well, I'll be playing Dr. Chasuble opposite Katie Jensen's Miss Prism. We founded the theater, and it's wonderful, as always, to be right opposite one another in a sort of unrequited romantic involvement. It develops as the play goes by, which is a lot of fun. We also have a couple of many, actually, entirely veterans in this Theater in the Rough cast. But that's often true that we have at least one new fish every now and again, but all these folks have been with us numerous times. Marina Gladyshevsky's been on stage before. She'll be playing Lane and Merriman with the addition of a little mustache. And Zeb is playing Algernon, Zeb Bodine, Fisher Stevens playing Jack, Lily Odekirk's playing Gwendolyn, Becky Orford, who has been with us since 93, has playing Lady Bracknell, the indomitable Lady Bracknell. And Natalia Spengler, who played Hamlet last summer, is back actually wearing a dress. This time she's playing Cecily Cardew. So it's a wonderful cast. Small for many of our offerings, too. I keep counting them, thinking more will appear, but no, that's it.
Tell us a little bit about the plot of The Importance of Being Earnest.
It's indeed a plot where a number of people are assuming new identities to go do things that they think of as being fun, at least for them. This gets them into some hot water as the course of the play goes by. Everything comes out okay in the end, as it's comedy. And along the way, you get to sort of have an evening with Oscar Wilde's wit as imbued into these various characters. Every single one of them has something to say that is charming and funny and witty, and they're just incredibly bright people. The affect of reading the play, you read the play the first time, you think, these people are stupid. How in the world do they survive? Well, we made a decision along the way that we didn't want them to be stupid, and I think it's paid off for us. And we made a few changes as we went along. We couldn't honor every single word of Wilde's text, as we found, so we dropped some of them and switched them around, reassigned some of them, I'll be honest. But the end result I'm very proud of, and I think it's a wonderful evening.
You mentioned new identities, and I know that this play meant some new identity for Wilde.
Well, it certainly came at a time in his life when giant changes occurred. Wilde, unfortunately, fell in love with the wrong guy. As a young man, was very wealthy and had no support for their relationship whatsoever. And he ended up going to, in England, homosexuality was illegal at that time. Of course, it isn't anymore. But at the time, it was a dark time for Oscar Wilde. This was one of his greatest successes, theatrically speaking. And within a number of years, he had been put on trial and involved in this enormous scandal. He was really abandoned by a lot of very important people and ended up in prison and spent many years there, broke his health. It was very hard.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Are you a playwright as well?
I have written, yes.
Yeah, as a playwright and professional actor, what impresses you most about his style?
What is amazing is how uniform it is. Just funny from the very first moment all the way to the very end. Charming and witty and constantly poking fun at the sort of conventions of his day. And the irony of that we found was that the conventions that have built up around this play are almost as thick and goopy as the ones that were weighing down the characters that he wrote. So it's another fun thing for us was sort of to unpack this play and sort of try to think of it with fresh eyes. And we didn't want to do that in a disrespectful way. We didn't want to, you know, take a stick of dynamite to it. We're not revolutionaries, but we do like to play truthfully and honestly. And we just, there were decisions we had to make along the way. Like, you know, is this person really as much of a dingbat as they seem to be? And we said, what if they're not? What if they're saying this to this person in this particular way? So we started beginning with those crass assumptions, we ended up with some marvelous moments that are very true and very human and yet still very funny. And I think we're doing the play that Wilde meant, as not the play that has been sort of developed over the decades since he wrote it.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Aaron Elmore, the co-artistic director and co-founder of Theater in the Rough. They are staging The Importance of Being Earnest at McPheeters Hall at Holy Trinity starting tonight.
Yes, that's right. Free preview tonight and free preview on Wednesday. Then the week following, after Thanksgiving, we'll open on Friday night, and then we'll have another go at it on Saturday night. If you're still, you're done with your turkey sandwiches, you can come out a little late, bring your family along. It'd be wonderful. Then next, the following 2 weeks, we'll play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. And our first Thursday is going to be a pay-as-you-will. So if you want to come on out, if you want to reserve a space, you can do that through our website or through the Jack. But you can also just come on out.
Remind us your website?
Theaterintherough.org. And it's also tickets are also available to Jack and the Door and the bookstores.
All right. Aaron Elmore, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right.